Buongiorno bella gente, and welcome to this little recap about differences between northern and southern Italy. First of all, I would ask you if you want to check my page on Instagram, Lady Italy Italian Learning, where you can find little videos about basic Italian, but we could use the possibility to write comments there to chat or to exchange opinions. Okay, you could not recognize very much vi my voice because I've been a little bit ill. In fact, I've got flu. Indeed, now I am almost recovered, but I got a little bit of laryngitis, and so my voice is not at the top. But anyway, I have to start with a little premise because what I am going to say is, yes, true, but not so strong, not so true as it could have been 50 years ago or 100 years ago, because Italy is changing. In the same way that all the world is changing, globalization has, in a certain way, united the way we act, the way we do things, even if regional behaviors still are alive. And this is, I think, a good thing because our traditions, Italian traditions, such as other countries' traditions, I think they are very, very important because I don't like thinking that all the people of the world has the same way to behave because I don't know, it's sad. We have got beautiful traditions. We have got peculiarities. Every people in the world has got their own way of life. So a Brazilian is different from a Mexican is different from a Swedish or from a Japanese. So let's be different, but let's be equal. I think it's the very important thing that people should have all the same rights, but even the possibility to do things in their own way. Okay. Anyway, I would start not from a difference, but from a thing that unite we are Italians, and this is our being multi-ethnical inside our DNA. I mean that if you come in Italy, we are all different one from another. You can read on our faces the different traces that different people that have dominated Italy have left in our DNA. So you could see a person like me, that I am a Norman, because we have had Norman people from Normandy that populated Italy and dominated the southern part of Italy from the 11th to the 12th century. And so I was blonde because now I am gray. I was blonde and I've got green eyes. While my sister, she is a brunette. She is brown haired. She has got big and black, almost black eyes. You could think she is Egyptian. Okay. So you could never say that we are sisters, but we Italian have got in our DNA such different populations that we are all different. In fact, you can find red hair that I've got a friend that you could say he is Irish because he has green eyes and red hair and so on. So we are all different in this way. We are very multi-ethnical. We are also becoming a multicultural country. In these last 20, 30 years, a lot of different people has come to Italy. So you can find people from all over the world, But in particular, you can find people from the northern part of Africa, so the countries that are closer to Italy, such as Morocco, Egypt, but even countries from the center of Africa, such as Nigeria, Cameroon. But we have got a lot of people from China, especially in the northern Italy and in Tuscany. And so this is, in my opinion, a beautiful thing. Because when different people think differently, the discussion and the growth is for everyone. So I like listening to people that is not coming from my same background. Anyway, this is the new Italy, okay? But our old Italy is still here. And these differences are in more or less in things about food. So in southern Italy, we often have lunch and dinner later than people in the north. This, I think, is due to the fact that the weather was different. And I am using the past because in this moment, I don't know if the weather is different from the north to the south of Italy, because it's a mess, it's a mess. Sometimes in the north it's very hot. Last year it has snowed in Apulia, that we have never seen snow in Apulia. So it's, I don't know. Anyway, in the north there were more women that went to work, and maybe still now women work also in southern Italy, but as there is a great difference in unemployment in the south, it's more difficult to find a job. So in southern Italy, in a family, often if there is someone unemployed, this person is the female, because sometimes if you have got children, maybe you prefer to stay home to raise the child. But there is a great difference with the time of my grandma, okay, where no woman could work in southern Italy. Nowadays, a lot of women work, okay. But the tradition to have lunch and dinner later is still here. Then we have got a lot of stereotypes, and this is another disclaimer, I have to say, that stereotypes sometimes are true, sometimes not, okay? So I can bring to you my experience, because I am a woman, I am from the south of Italy, but I live in the northern since 1998, so I have a big experience about people of northern Italy. So a stereotype says that people of southern Italy are more passionate, more loving, warmer. I don't know if this is true, because I know people from the north that are passionate the same and so on, but maybe on great numbers you can find, how to say, maybe we in the south are more open, okay? But in the end, maybe this is not so true. Maybe it's true that we are noisier. Yes, we speak aloud. So if you go in southern Italy, you will find a more Caribbean atmosphere, okay? In the northern, you will find a more European, okay, atmosphere. But this is not always true, okay? Another stereotype is that they are more discreet, okay? And maybe that people from the south tells everything about themselves. We can tell you about our lives, our problems. So yes, maybe this is true. A thing that I don't believe it's true is that in northern Italy people work more than people in the south. I don't think this is true, because when we from the south come here to the north to work, I can assure you that we work at the same speed. And this is a thing that maybe is not a difference, but it's something that is uniting Italy, and I don't like it. is speed. We live in a society that is always on running, and we don't know where we are going. I think that we are going right straight into a wall, but I think we should slow down and start. We should start again living as our grandparents did. Because nowadays we are too much stressed. But maybe this is a difference that you could check, you could find, not between northern and southern Italy, but you could find between big cities and little towns. So I think that nowadays life in Turin, Milan, Rome, Bologna, Napoli, Bari, Palermo is the same. We run, we are a little bit stressed, we have got no time, and so on. But if you go in little towns, I don't know, in Veneto or in Emilia-Romagna or in Umbria or in Campania or in Sicily, okay, you could find more tranquility. People is calmer, maybe people is not so stressed. But this is my opinion, okay? I think that is not a stereotype, but that is really true. That is north, life is more expensive. The strange thing is that you have got the same wage in the south or in the north of Italy. In the south, you can save more money. But the counterpart is that in the south is more difficult to find a job. But if you find a job in the south, it is convenient to stay in the south because things are cheaper. Another thing that is, I think, important to mention is the voluntary work that in Italy, maybe you don't know, in Italy we have got a lot of volunteers in all branches of society. Think about that. 7 million of Italians, that is a great number, are volunteer for something, maybe in hospitals or, I don't know, staying in the ambulances for the first aid, or, I don't know, helping animals in shelters. A lot of doctors maybe gives hours of their work for children. A lot of people plant trees. I am one of them. I like planting trees and so on. And this is a beautiful thing about my country for an aspect. But for another aspect, it's not a beautiful thing because if those people stopped all at once to do this, Italy could break down because where our government, our state is not so strong to do things, people do things by their own. So this is not such a beautiful thing. Anyway, there is more voluntary work in the north of Italy and less in the south. My explanation for this is that in the south, the volunteer is inside your family and inside your circle of friends, while in the north, it is more organized, but more or less we help each other. I think that this is one of the good things of Italian people, because I have to say good things and bad things. So when we can, we help each other. A thing that is different, another thing that is different between North and South is the wedding day, because if you go in southern Italy, often you can find parties for wedding that you know when they start, but you don't know when they are going to end. So it's really something, something, I don't know, unexplicable. I got married 22 years ago. I'm not part of these people that go crazy for parties. We had a normal party, but a lot of people in the south has got great parties. In the north, obviously, they have a party if they get married, but they are normal parties. If you want to deepen the matrimonio napoletano, you can go to check on the net and you find strange things, really strange things. The last thing I want to tell you about the differences maybe is the relationship with your neighborhood, your neighbors. In the south, and I am talking about the south where I still live there, so 25 years ago, your doors are always open for your neighbor. But this is, I think, a cultural differences that is not only in Italy, but it is, I think, more a behavior of people of the Mediterranean. So it's not so different from other countries such as Greece or Turkey or, I don't know, Egypt, Morocco. Because it's, I think that there are different people, and that there is a people called Mediterranean people. So they are the same in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, in Egypt, and so on. And this is a kind of behavior that now maybe is changing even in southern Italy due to the changing of our society. So people is not so, maybe we do not trust so much in other people. We are a little bit diffident, I don't know. But I think that if you go in little towns, you still can find this good relationship between people. But I think that this is not characteristic only of Italians. I think that it is normal in every country that if you live in New York, it's not the same thing that if you live in a little town, even in the USA or in, I don't know, in Sweden. So, in my opinion, maybe we should learn to come back to this good relationship with other people and not run, okay? If you want to see a movie about stereotypes or things about North, South, I will suggest you two movies that in reality you should watch in Italian. I don't know if there are subtitles or dubbing. Dubbing, I don't believe. One is new, that is Benvenuti al Sud, and is a remake of a French movie. Really, really fun. And it's comedy. And another one is an older movie by Luciano De Crescenzo that is not anymore with us. And it was a strange philosopher we had in Italy. Half a showman, half a philosopher. And this movie is about Naples, but even about a person that from Milan comes in Naples, and Luciano De Crescenzo explains in his own philosophy the differences between people. If you have the occasion, you could watch those movies. Anyway, I hope you have enjoyed this little chat. I hope to recover better because I'm not, I'm still home because I'm ill. I think that in 2 or 3 days I will come back to work. And wherever you are, have a nice day.